been January for quite a few years, and I really don't know the history on why they why they picked that, but it's fortunate that they did. We've had some good responses from right across the country for the Canadian Crime Stoppers organization.
Can you give us a quick update on, well, basically, what does Crime Stoppers do and how do you do it?
Well, Crime Stoppers has been around since about 1987, and our basic operation basically says anybody who has information about any criminal activity in their neighborhood or in their community of any kind, then they always have an anonymous place that they can tell folks about it. The best part of it is they don't have to be a witness. They are never identified. The biggest part of our operation is secrecy, and we do not even give police any extra information other than what they know. Actually, we don't know much more than what we give the police. And that's basically it. The community is our support in so many ways. We're not government funded in any way. We're all supported through the community. We're all civilians. We don't deal with we do not have police officers on the organization. We're all volunteers.
Over the course of 35 years, Morley, how successful has the program been?
Yeah, I've been extremely successful. When you look at Gray and Bruce counties, I mean, we're not the highest crime areas in the country, but we certainly do have our fair share. In the past 15 years, for instance, the Crime Stoppers organization has led to over 1,700 arrests for crimes, and we've cleared over 2,700 cases. When you get down to drug seized, we're at 49 million. That's drugs that were illegally on the street that are no longer on the street. We've had an awful lot of issues with that. I guess marijuana is now legalized, and our biggest problem nowadays is fentanyl. And it's been clearly shown to be a killer. And our lines are always open for people to call in about that. And
what is that? What is that number?
Fentanyl itself, I haven't broke that down. But we do have total drugs seized, cash value that we've had even in the past 12 months has been over $130,000 worth.
And what is the phone number that you call if you've seen anything that you'd like to report?
Oh, well, you just you call into the regular Crime Stoppers number. It's 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 8477. So it's 1-800-222-8477. And we also have a secure website, cstip.ca. And we also have an app that you can put on your Android device that's called P3. And that is it was totally designed for the use of Crime Stoppers across North America. Once you actually make a tip through your Android device, that is completely secured. There's no access to where it's coming from, or any identity as to the person or the device that sent that in. It's all secured.
Finally, Morley, Paul's big question is, will there be a golf tournament? I know January is a spotlight month, and unfortunately for Evan and the group, the golf tournament has been kiboshed. So what are our plans there?
And Fred's been a great help with that golf tournament every year. We had a pretty successful one last September. Usually we have it in June, but we haven't made any finalized ideas for this year. It certainly would be nice if COVID would leave us alone, that we can get back to the full scale that we always did before. But this past year we did quite well, considering.
I know, Morley, you're always looking for volunteers. If I'd like to volunteer, how can I contact you guys?
You can get a hold of us at you can go to cstips.ca, you can contact Crime Stoppers anyway at cstips, and just leave your information there, or you can call 519-371-6078. That's 519-371-6078, the coordinator will be there to take your information, and if you just send an email in or just go to our website and check out how you can become a volunteer, we'd be grateful and helpful.
Great. Morley, thanks. Thank you very much for this morning, and all the best during Crime Stoppers Month and going forward.
Thank you very much for giving me a call there, Fred. I appreciate that.
Thanks a lot. Take care, Morley.
Great. Bye-bye.
Bye now. All right. Again, that tip line is 1-800-222-TIPS or 222-8477 if you like to report anything. Totally anonymous. All volunteers. Great organization.